From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The ice cream market is not one that you might think of as turbulent, but it is grappling with some serious pressure. Yes, even now, in the midst of summer, the industry is adapting to a seismic shift in the price of vanilla, the flavor derived from the pods of an exotic orchid. Minnesota Public Radio's Mike Moen has more.
On a picture-perfect early summer evening, the scene inside the Big Dipper, an ice cream shop north of Minneapolis, is about what you would expect. Busy. This place isn't short on flavors. Just ask these little leaguers feasting on their selections.
Welcome, Kit Kat. Birthday cake.
I had s'mores.
And while customers indulge in their favorite flavors, there is something they might not be aware of. That is the cost of a key ingredient found in many ice cream concoctions. Vanilla bean prices have been running the equivalent of about $1,000 to $1,200 per pound. That's nearly five times what it cost a few years ago. Industry analysts say a key factor is last year's cyclone in Madagascar, which created a huge crop shortage.
Madagascar supplies about 80% of the world's vanilla.
That's Brian Todd with the Food Institute blog.
And with prices skyrocketing over the past few years, it certainly has impacted supplies of vanilla.
Todd notes that overall, the ingredients used to make ice cream account for less than 25% of the finished product. Other factors like transportation, packaging, and marketing take up the other 75%. Big Dipper owner Tyler Guss says, fortunately, the higher cost of vanilla is something he's been able to shield from his customers.
You guys use quality ingredients. You know, you have problems with it price-wise, but you just got to deal with it.
Bigger players in the ice cream world like Kemp's, a top-selling brand in the upper Midwest, are having to make some adjustments.
The impact on the economics of the ice cream business is really significant.
Kemp's spokesperson Rachel Killow says the company relies heavily on the Madagascar bean. She says customers might see an extra 25 to 50 cents per gallon because of higher production costs. And while consumers might be able to stomach that increase because, hey, it's ice cream, those who sell it are hoping they won't be frozen out by current conditions. In St. Paul, I'm Mike Moen for Marketplace.